Grabe ang saya ko tonight because tonight I'm in front of the world changers. Send kayo yun. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you're gonna change the world. You're a world changer. I'm so glad that I am in front of all of you. Ako nga pala si Diane Alvarez. Last week we talked about Mary. Wherein nalaman natin na we are significant, we are loved, and we are set apart by God and for God. Mahalaga tayo kay Lord. And right now, tonight, we're gonna talk about knowing our purpose in Him. And sino rito, you agree with me that when it comes to knowing our purpose or maybe seeing a person na magiging successful in life, may tatlo tayong mga bagay na kinoconsider. Maybe this is not the, alam mo yun na ito na yung lahat ng standards, but ito yung most common standards na nakikita natin and tinitingnan natin sa isang tao. And nung yung iniisip natin na kapag meron tong tao na to, he or she will have an instant success. Una-una, yung kapag ka matalino yung isang tao. May classmates ba kayong matalino? Or kayo yung matalino? Yon, proud to be matalino. So kapag ka ganito yung nakikita mo sa isang tao, matalino, isipin mo na wow, grabe. This person is bound for success. Tama? Hindi lang pagiging matalino. Pagka magwapo at maganda. May magwapo ba? Kapag gwapo or maganda ang isang tao, feeling natin, parang ganyan, di ba? Enrique Hill, Liza Soberano, feeling natin, kapag ganyan, no, instant success. Hindi mo na kailangan mag-aral, ngingiti ka lang, artista ka na, yayaman ka na. Tama ba? Yung iba sa kanila, ngumiti lang sila, may pera na sila, instant success. Another standard that we are using to define success or to define a person who is bound for success, tama, mayaman. Yung pangatlo, mayaman. Kapag ka naisip natin na mayaman ang isang tao, feeling natin, ay grabe. Kunwari, di ba, nasa kanya na yung lahat. Yung iPhone, nasa kabilang kamay. Sa kabilang kamay niya, nandun yung tablet. Tapos sa bag niya, may laptop pa. Siya na, di ba? So, iniisip natin, grabe, kaya niyang gawin lahat ng assignments. Bakit ako walang ganon? So, this is the most common standards. These are the most common standards that we are using to define a person and to define the success that that person will achieve in life. Pero, could it be also possible na hindi ganito tumingin si Lord when it comes to defining our success, to giving us a purpose? Now, when it comes to giving us a purpose in life, could it be na hindi ito yung mga batayan para kay Lord? And tonight, yun yung pag-aaralan natin. Do you see yourself as someone destined for success? Kapag ka inisip mo yung sarili mo sa tatlong standards na to, nakita mo ba that you are destined for success? Or maybe this is the night for you to know na magiging successful talaga ako kahit na hindi ko na-meet yung tatlong standards na yan. So today, tonight we'll talk about, last week we talked about Mary, and tonight we'll talk about David, whom we all know was the greatest king in Israel. But you know what? He didn't start great. Hindi siya nagsimula na sobrang galing na niya, sobrang yaman na niya, sobrang husay na niya, ang dami niya nasulat na psalms or mga tula. Pero yung totoo, just like us, kung yung totoo noon is that just like us, hindi siya ganun, hindi niya agad na meet yung standards. And we're gonna read from 1 Samuel chapter 16. May invite everyone to please stand up, and this is an act of reverence to the Word of God. In verse 1, says here, the Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." Next verse. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Next verse. Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, There remains yet the youngest. He's talking about David. But behold, he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Last verse. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. This is the story of David, and I hope that we will learn something from his life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this night that you have given us, that we will learn again from your word. We pray, O Lord, that you speak to us, you open our minds, open our ears, that we may receive from you. Lord, thank you because our purpose is in you. And gabayan niyo po kami tonight, Lord. Help us listen and not sleep. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so upo na kayo. So we're talking about David, right? Pero ang question is, who is David? Who is David? Si David naman, kung maybe for some of you here, this is your first time to know that David came from the family of Jesse. His father was Jesse. And Jesse was an Ephrathite, meaning, yung mga Ephrathites, yun yung clan ng mga mandirigma. Okay? So ibig sabihin, si David, nanggaling daw siya sa clan ng mga mandirigma, ng mga malalakas, ng mga magagwapo, hindi, ng mga gwapo. And the clan of the Ephrathites are warriors and valiant fighters. But kapag isipin natin, David came from that clan, but David was the least among them. David was the youngest among his brothers, katulad dun sa binasa natin. And may kita natin dito that David was first. Nung bata siya, he was overlooked, he was unnoticed, he was less important sa clan niya. Maybe we can learn from this or we can relate with this na sino ba rito, feeling mo ganun ka rin, na parang si David pala ako, kahit na nung klaseng papansin ko, hindi pa rin ako napapansin. Ouch. So I know we can learn from him, from his life, kasi lahat tayo makaka-relate dito. Bakit kaya ganun? Hindi ako nakikita na ibang tao na importante. Okay, so si David then, if we will look at his life, David was a shepherd. Nagtutupa siya. Compared sa mga kapatid niya na sinasabak na sa gera. Imagine, no? Ito si David. Pero, God chose him anyway. Tonight, we're talking about purpose. But, we're talking about David. Na ito pala yung background ni David, no? Overlook siya, unnoticed, he is less important. But, ano yung nakita ni God sa kanya para piliin siya ni Lord? Imagine ninyo, from a shepherd boy, tingnan natin yung picture, from a young boy, shepherd, nagtutupa, no? Na parang hindi siya, unlike sa nasa gera, nandirigma, si David, minamahal niya yung mga tupa. From zero to hero like this one. Imagine, how could that happen, right? Na nagtutupa, ngayon, ginawang king ni Lord. Ginawa ni Lord na leader of all. Ginawa ni Lord na world changer. Could that also happen to us? Is that also possible to happen sa buhay natin? Na kahit na ngayon, unnoticed tayo, wala nakakita sa atin, wala nagbibigay ng halaga sa atin, pero still, may binibigay ba or may bibigay ba na purpose si God para sa atin, or para sa inyo, na ganito nyo nakikita rin yung sarili nyo. Number one that we can learn from this is that God determines our purpose. Si Lord yung nagdi-determine ng purpose natin. It is not the people around us. It is not even the clan or the family that where we came from. Pwede na nanggaling ka sa pamilya na mahirap, pero hindi ibig sabihin no, nalalaki kang mahirap din. Okay? Pwede nanggaling ka sa pamilya na hindi naman ganun kakatalino, pero kapag ka nagpursige ka, and yun yung dinetermine ni God na purpose sa'yo, that you will excel in your class, that is the purpose that will happen in your life. God determines our purpose. And God determined everything, our purpose, beforehand. If we will look back sa verse 1 on chapter 1 Samuel 16, says there, how long will you grieve over Saul? Tinatanong ni Lord si Samuel, hanggang kailan ka magi-grieve over Saul? The background of this, that why David is, bakit pipili ulit si Lord ng bagong king, is that, was that because si King Saul, he disobeyed God. And right now, God told Samuel, sabi sa kanya ni God, come on, rise up, mag-move on ka na, mag-let go ka na. Because I'm choosing another king. And you must go to this clan, to the clan of Jesse, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons. What can we learn from this? God has provided for himself a king among his sons. Ngayon, siguro hindi mo nakikita na world changer ka, pero sa mata ni Lord, nakita na niya yun beforehand, that you will make a difference, that you will bring change sa campuses nyo, sa families nyo. God determined your purpose and God determined it beforehand. Verse 2, and Samuel said, how can I go? And this, the story goes on, na since na nag-hold back pa si Samuel, na baka patayin ako ni Saul kapag may bago ako in-anoint na king. But no one can stop God from fulfilling his purpose for the life of David. In verse 3, and invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I will show you what you shall do, and you shall anoint for me him whom I declare to you. Even before David and his family knew that David will become a king, alam na ni Lord yon. Wala pang iba na nakakaalam na magiging lawyer ka, na magiging magiging president ka ng Pilipinas, or magiging teacher ka, magiging psychologist ka, magiging doctor ka. Hindi pa yun alam ng iba, alam na ni Lord yon. Naka-ready na lahat yung purposes ni God para sa'yo. I'm not just saying beautiful words right now, but that's the truth. Na hindi mo pa alam kung ano yung purpose ni God para sa'yo. Alam na niya yun beforehand. When I was in, after I graduated from high school, syempre college na yung next, tama? So hindi ko alam kung anong course yung kukunin ko. I just took up broadcast communication sa PUP kasi ang haba ng pila ng accountancy. So, pumila na lang ako sa broadcast communication kasi nga gusto ko na makapag-enroll din. Yung PUP, tinatawag din siyang pila ulit pila. Okay, kaya pumila na lang ako. But what's the point of what I'm saying? Hindi ko alam yung purpose ko. Okay lang sa akin na ito yung kunin ko. Ito yung, kahit na ito, hindi ko pa nakikita yung value ng broadcast communication na course at that time. But God destined for me to take up that course. So kung ano man yung course nyo ngayon, it's not an accident. Or nasa senior high kayo ngayon, ayan yung course na kinuha nyo, college kayo, it's not an accident na yan yung pinili nyo because God has determined His purpose for you. I never knew na magiging writer ako. I really had no purpose in life. Kahit tanungin nyo yung parents ko, as in, palaboy lang ako, alam nyo yun na patay na bata, na go with the flow, sige ito na yung next ko, college, basta makapag-college ako, yun na, gumraduate, makapagtrabaho ako. Pero I had no purpose in life. But little did I know is that God has prepared a purpose for my life. And ganun din para sa inyo. It's not an accident that you are studying right now. And kung nasan man kayo ngayon, God has determined your purpose beforehand. Next, okay, let's go on. In the next verse. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. What can we see here? Even if people don't see our purpose, who we will become in the future, God knows it. And God sees you right now. God sees your worth. Nakita ni Lord yung halaga mo. When it says here na hindi tumitingin si Lord sa kung anong nasa panlabas mo ngayon, kung ano yung na-achieve mo ngayon, pero tinitingnan niya yung heart mo, ibig sabihin nun, tinitingnan niya yung halaga mo. Kaya kanya binigyan ng purpose is that because He knows your worth. And He is the one who gave you that worth. Kung nakita ng mga tao na hindi ka mahalaga, nakita ng pamilya mo na bakit ganun? Parang wala nagbabago sa buhay niya. Attention natin na youth service, pero bakit wala nagbabago? Yan ba yung may purpose? Natanong na ba kayo ng ganun? But you know what? For God, He saw your worth. And God knows your worth. God knows your value. And that's why He gave you a purpose. Nakita ni Lord yung halaga mo. And nakita niya, and binigyan ka pa niya ng purpose. Why? Because even though, kapag ka, titingnan natin yung sarili natin, right, dun sa tatlong most common standards na meron tayo dito sa mundo, the truth is, none of us will ever qualify to have a great purpose in life, to achieve a kind of success that no one else has ever gained. But you know what? Para kay Lord, He qualifies us for the purpose. God qualifies us for the purpose. Kasi kung tayo lang, kung titingnan natin yung standard ng mundo, we will never qualify. But you know what? For God, it is He also who qualifies us for the purpose. And what happens? Anong ibig sabihin nito that He qualifies us for the purpose? Do you believe that right now, yung kunwari, yung pagdudulog, hindi naman pwede na natulog ka, diba? Kunwari, nag-aral ka ng calculus ngayon, natulog ka, pagising mo, doktor ka na. Hindi ko alam kung relate ba yun sa calculus, no? So, parang gano'n, parang hindi naman pwede natulog ka na ganyan, pero there is a preparation. And gano'n din yung nangyari when it comes na, kung pabalikan natin yung story ni David, it was God who qualified David for the purpose. Yun na, pag-usapan natin kanina, he was overlooked. Nobody sees him. He was unqualified, less important among his brothers. You know what happened? Nung pumunta si Samuel dun sa clan nila, nung pumunta si Samuel dun sa family nila, para nagkaroon ng Mr. Universe na event. Ang nangyari kasi, merong 7 brothers si David. And nung pumunta si Samuel dun, syempre sabi ni God sa kanya, pumunta ka ron dahil nandun yung next king. The next king that I will anoint. And then nung pumunta ron si Samuel, lahat, di ba, nakita niya. Yung una, yung oldest brother, sobrang gwapo. Pero sabi ni Lord, hindi siya. Yung pangalawa, siguro sobrang talino, hindi pa rin siya. Because God is not basing on the standard that we have. So, what happened next? Verse 11. Then Samuel said to Jesse, ito yung time na dumaan na lahat, no? Yung mga, siguro yung mga kapatid ni David, no? Nagpe-flex na roon, pansinin mo ko. Nag-weightlifting doon, no? Tapos sinasabi, pansinin mo ko, ako ang next king. Matalino ako, I achieve everything. Pumatay ako ng 1,000 katao. Mga ganyan, no? Pero, anong nangyari sa verse 11? Sabi ni Samuel kay Jesse, are all your sons here? And he said, ay, oo nga, meron pa yung youngest. Makita natin dito how overlooked David was. Even his father forgot about David. And sabi ni David, I need Jesse, sabi rito ni Jesse, but behold, meron pang isa, youngest at that time, itong word na youngest, that means weak and the smallest, weakest and smallest. And sabi pa niya, may disclaimer pa siya kay Samuel. Sabi niya, wait, sure ka ba? Weakest siya, smallest siya, basta pinakabata siya, inexperienced. Sure ka ba? He's just keeping the sheep. Wala siyang experience, wala siyang experience pa in battle. So, sure ka ba? And then sabi ni Samuel sa kanya, send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes. What does it mean to keep the sheep right now? For you. Sa age niyo right now. Siguro, di ba, even your family will not believe sa purpose. Kasi hindi tayo qualified eh. For the purpose that God has given us. But God qualifies us. And what God is doing right now, para ma-prepare ka for the purpose that He has given you. That could mean keeping the sheep, like David. That could mean studying right now. Studying well. Not just going to your campus para lang makapag-aral, but yung nag-excel kayo. What does it mean? Keeping the sheep. Hindi nagkamali si Lord na nagtetend ng sheep, nagtutupa si David at that time nung tinawag niya si David, nung binigyan niya ng purpose. Hindi nagkamali si Lord. Why? Because David was at the right position para rin sa purpose ni God nung nagtetend siya ng sheep. And that's the same with you today. It's not an accident and you are in the best position right now to study. Because someday, you will teach others as well. Okay? you are in the best position din ngayon to honor your parents because someday, you will become one. If you will not be trained in doing that right now, it would be impossible for you to accomplish your next purpose ni God para sa'yo. God's purpose for you, it's not an accident na yan yung binigay ni Lord sa inyo. And kung nasan man kayo ngayon, yung season nyo ngayon, it's because God is preparing you for the best purpose that He has for your life. And you know what? We're talking about purpose, right? We're talking about our significance. We're talking about yun, yung purpose natin. Kasi dito sa mundo, kapag wala kang purpose, ang alam natin, walang magagawa yan sa buhay. Sometimes our identity, we get it from our purpose. Kung saan natin, kung ano yung ginagawa natin. But the truth is, hindi dapat ganun. It's the other way around. For God, it's not the things that we do that will determine who we are and what we can accomplish in life, what we can do for His glory, but it's the other way around, that our identity in God, in Him, dictates our purpose. Kung alam natin kung sino tayo, alam natin kung para saan tayo. Kung alam natin kung sino tayo, kung anak tayo ni Lord, alam natin that we will accomplish great things in life, not just to make a name for ourselves, but to do great things for His glory. If we know who we are, and if we find ourselves in God, then we will truly understand and we will truly embrace the purpose that God has given us. But if you don't know who you are in God, it is impossible to know your purpose. Right? I told you that I didn't know what my purpose was because I didn't know who I was. That was my question to God. Or maybe hindi ko pa siya kinakausap at that time. I was asking myself and I was like, I want to escape this world because I had no purpose. Maybe that's the same with you. For some of you or for most of you here, you don't know who you are. That's why you don't know your relevance, your importance. For what purpose are you? That was my questions. I had two questions in life before I met God. Who am I? And what on earth am I here for? Yun lang naman yung dalawang questions na gusto nating ma-answer eh. Na gusto nating malaman sa buhay na to. Why? Because our identity in God dictates our purpose. Unless we find ourselves in Him, we will never know our purpose in life. Our identity in God dictates our purpose. And what does the Bible say about our identity? What does the Bible say about who you are? In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7, God says here, "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." That is what God is telling you right now. He is the one who created you. He is the one who formed you, who made you, who wonderfully and fearfully made you. It is God. So hindi ka lang dito na napatay na bata, mag-aaral lang, gagraduate, matutulog, kakain, magtatrabaho, magkakapamilya. Yung purpose mo hindi lang ganun. But yung purpose mo, yung identity mo na sinasabi rito sa Isaiah 43 verse 7 is that you are called by God's name. You are called by His name and God knows you by name. That He created you for His glory. Na hindi ka lang mabubuhay and then mamamatay ka. Pero that you will live for His glory. That you will have this kind of purpose like never before dahil nakita mo na yung sarili mo kay Lord. Na ngayon may dahilan ka na mabuhay. Ngayon may dahilan ka na para huminga kasi ngayon alam mo na kung sino ka. Alam mo na ito yung purpose mo. Yung purpose ko is to glorify my God. To know my God and to honor Him in my life. Because He is the one who formed me and He is the one who made me. When you discover who you are in God, then you will know your purpose. Identity comes first before your purpose. And I hope you will embrace this now that you know who you are. You belong to God. Even if people disqualify you, or even if Yung nakikita ng mga tao, you are overlooked, you are unnoticed, wala kang halaga, you are less important, hindi ka kasing galing ng kuya mo, hindi ka kasing galing ng ate mo, or hindi ka kasing talino ng classmate mo. But God is telling you right now that you are who you are in God. You are made for His glory, and you are created to do great things for God because anak ka niya. And you can do extraordinary things because the God that you are worshiping is extraordinary. That's the starting point of achieving that goal in life, of achieving a great purpose in life. Hashtag goals, yun yung starting point when we find ourselves in God, the one who created us. And paano pa pinakita ni Lord yung halaga mo? Paano pa pinakita ni Lord, or paano pa niya sinasabi sa'yo na mahalaga ka? Na important ka. Sa paningin ni Lord, hindi ka unnoticed. Sa paningin ni Lord, may kapupuntahan ka. Sa paningin ni Lord, may purpose ka na i-achieve in life. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, came to seek and to save the lost." Lost? What does it mean to be lost? Pag lost yung bagay, sabihin, hindi importante yun. Nawala na nga eh. Ibig sabihin, hindi mo na nakikita. Ibig sabihin, naisang tabi mo na. Pero Jesus Christ, He came from heaven to earth to seek you, to find you, and to save you. To save you from that kind of life na wala kang importansya. From that kind of life na puno lang ng kasalanan. From that kind of life na ang akala mo yung nagde-define yung mundo. Pero Jesus Christ came to seek and to save you. You are important to God. God's purpose is to seek you, to find you, so that you will find yourself in Him. So that you will find your purpose in Him. Tayo, na less important, somebody died for us on the cross. And you have to embrace that Jesus Christ came to save me. Jesus Christ came to redeem my identity. Jesus Christ came to redeem my worth, my purpose. And right now, knowing this, I will live for Him. I will glorify Him. I will honor Him in my life. Because there's no one else who did this but Him. Walang ibang tao na kayang gumawa ng ginawa ni Jesus for us. Walang kahit na sino man. Why? Because God looks into your heart. God knows your worth. And God proved that you are worth it, that you are worthy, that you are important, that you are sin when He died for us on the cross. Imagine leaving the comfort of heaven. He came here on earth, lived the life that we should have lived. Died on the cross because for us sinners, He took up our shame, He took up our infirmities, He took up our sins on the cross so that we will be forgiven, so that we will have new life, so that we will have a purpose, so that we will never be lost anymore. And He rose again on the third day. He is now offering forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Yung purpose mo hindi lang hanggang dito sa mundo, but yung purpose mo, it extends up to eternity. And that's the purpose of God for you, to be with Him, to know Him. Your identity dictates your purpose in God. You are important. And remember that. Kapag sinasabi ng mga tao, pag hindi ka napapansin, remember that. You are important. Because somebody died for you on the cross. Jesus Christ redeemed your worth. And Jesus Christ redeemed your identity. And now, you have a purpose to fulfill in Him. You now have a purpose to fulfill. Hindi ka lang mabubuhay to survive, but you will live. To live out the purpose that God has prepared for you beforehand. Can we all bow our heads and close our eyes? Lord Jesus, thank you for reminding us today that our purpose comes from you. That it is you who qualified us so we can have a great purpose in life. And Lord, thank you because it was your purpose to die for us on the cross so that our identity, our worth, our purpose will be redeemed. God, today we are reminded that you love us, that you came to save us, that you came to save we, to save us who are unworthy, unnoticed, unimportant. But Lord, thank you for today. And when you died on the cross 2,000 years ago, you told us who we are. And you told us kung para saan kami and kung para kanino kami. And kung ano yung kaya naming achieve sa buhay na to, because you are with us. And that is to glorify you alone.